This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the 913, Murder, She Wrote is on Peacock. From the 816, Ooh. Murder, She Wrote is streaming on Prime.
60 Minutes will be coming up following football, followed by Murder, She Wrote.
I've never watched Murder, She Wrote.
Why do you pause so hard?
It was an inside joke with him and Madden. If you go back and watch the documentaries, they talk about that all the time. They wanted to see how long they could go with the pause, you know, because it was Murder, comma, She Wrote. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a big, like.
I used to do that with Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah. I love
60 Dick. Minutes will be coming up following football, followed by Murder, She Wrote.
913-586-7965. NFL has released its odds on win totals. There are three teams with the top total: the Bills, the Ravens, and the Chiefs. What is that number? 11.5. That's the lowest that's been for the Chiefs in 3 years.
No, it was that way last year. I think I read it to you yesterday, and I wish I could find them again where they were. But the Chiefs have been 11.5, I think, for the last three years. They were 12.5.
Okay, see, I remember the 12, and I thought 12.5 was last year.
No, it was 2 or 3 years ago now.
After the first Super Bowl victory?
No, I don't think it was that. I think it was... I don't know. We've been to so many Super Bowls, Dusty. I can't keep them all straight. But it was like 11.5. I think 12.5 was 2 or 3 seasons ago when they were 12.5. Opened the season at 12. But they've been the favorites, the top team in that number for the last 5 seasons. Bills, Ravens, Chiefs, and Eagles all coming in at 11.5. And look, I say you smash the over on that one. That's just kind of how I am. You got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. You think they're going to win more than 11 games? Probably. If they win 11, you're like, eh. They win 10, you're like, whoa, what happened? But remember, 11-6 is now 11 wins in the NFL. You've got that 17th game. So 11-6 is okay. 12-5 is much better. You look at the schedule. I don't see them losing this year. But 5 games maybe you have that you're going to lose. Say you lose 5 games, you still won 12. I say you hammer the over on that one.
Since 2028, they've won at least 11 games every single year. 2018, sorry. 12-4 in 2018, 12-4 in 2019, 14-2 in 2020, 12-5 in 2021, 14-3 in 2022. The 11-6 year they won the Super Bowl, which was the debacle of everybody dropping passes,
right,
and Kadarius Toney, and then last year obviously 15-2. Come on. What are we doing here?
Yeah, right.
They're winning 12 games.
At least.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, at least in my opinion, They're going to have the receiver room ready to go. You're going to have Hollywood, Rashee Rice, and Xavier Worthy, but there is a chance that Rashee Rice could be suspended.
I heard that. Yeah. I've heard that, yeah.
Travis Kelce, the swan song season coming up. Mahomes, your quarterback, Andy Reid, your head coach. Brett Veach gets ready to get in. Brett Veach season, by the way, it was good to see all of them at the stadium yesterday. It was Donovan Veach, Sherman, and Andy Reid in that photo.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, it was pretty,
I didn't see that one. That, yeah, that's good.
Donovan, royal blue hoodie on for the Chiefs. Veach, connect blue, royal or a powder blue hoodie. Sherman, business as usual.
Yeah.
Andy Reid, powder blue, navy blue, royal blue, Hawaiian shirt.
There you go.
It's perfect, man. It was so great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, 11.5, man. I mean, you know me, the gambling guy here with Alex Gold as well. Mac is, I mean, this is a bet. I think that it's safe. I mean, like, if they don't get over that, like, I mean,
I think it's a low number, guys.
Well, let's talk it out. Let's play the other side because it's easy, right? Chiefs fans, 12 wins. What? Mahomes, 12 wins? Best division that we've all said in football.
Mm-hmm.
We've all dubbed it the best division in football. Two really good teams, one of which is going to be competent in the Raiders. So three competent at least teams that aren't slouches.
Mm-hmm.
The NFC East is the division. Mm-hmm. Two teams in there are really good. Super Bowl contending teams, I'd say. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Commanders. If you don't want to give the Commanders that title yet, fine. They're a really good team.
No, so right, they were in the playoffs. Like, going into this season, they have to be looked at as a contender. Yeah. I'm with you.
Top
yeah.
seven quarterback.
Yeah.
So right there, that's five teams that are going to be that you're going to play twice. So that's six. That's eight games. That's pretty tough right there.
You're going to play the Raiders twice. You're going to beat the Chargers at least once.
At least once.
You're going to beat the Broncos at least once. You're going to beat Dallas. You're going to beat the Giants. So there's six wins.
Six of the eight, you just got wins right there. Yeah.
At least in my opinion.
No, I get you.
Just, you know, rawing it out, right? I mean, I think there's at least six wins right there. Plus, who's to say you don't sweep the Chargers? Who's to say you don't sweep the Raiders? I mean, really, like, that defense against Geno Smith, I trust
them. Yeah, like, are you scared of Geno?
No, gosh, no.
I think we look at the Raiders and they're competent because they got Pete Carroll. That's a great hire. But they also have Geno Smith.
Yeah, Geno's good.
Yeah.
I think Geno's good.
But he's not a guy that keeps me up at night.
No, but there's only one guy in my mind right now that does. So, and he hasn't even in his 0-4 in the playoffs against the Chiefs.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From our buddy Miles, Patrick will go scorch earth, win MVP, and will win 14 games.
Let's go.
I don't disagree,
I love it.
With that.
I mean, 14 and what? 14 and 3?
14 and 3, yeah. You don't play the last game of the season. You
Let's
know.
Say at worst they go 12-5. That's still over.
It's still over.
Still over.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
no, I'm with you.
They don't go 12-5, they go 13-4. Still the over. I mean, if anything, I mean, I will say I do like the fact that you have in this that the other two teams are the Bills and also the Ravens. I might, maybe take the Ravens on the under.
At 11.5, Ravens under? Okay.
Because what we've seen is there's been one true team that stayed consistent. That's the Kansas City Chiefs, right? At least 11 wins or at least, you know, in the last, since 2018. The Ravens, it's been their three-year run. Falled short every single year in the playoffs. AFC Championship game 2 years ago, lost. This year, divisional round against Buffalo, lost. Buffalo, I think, hits that number. The Bengals at 10.5 is interesting.
That's a crazy number right there because...
And it's minus 130.
I look at that and I'm like, God, the under screaming for me to take
really?
That. Because they don't have a defense.
Yet.
Yet.
They're going to draft and develop, they said.
How long is that going to take, right?
They're trying to sign Trey Hendrickson.
But until they get some guys on the defensive side of that football, man, I'm not in on them.
What do you think about the Broncos at 9.5 as their win total? Because I like the over on that.
I was going to say the same thing. I do. I kind of like the over on that.
The over on that, too. And that's what scares me is that I think everyone's going to be like, whoa, 10 wins? Easy. Smash.
So but does Bo Nix take the next step or does he have that sophomore slump?
Is it the C.J. Stroud type slump?
But they still won the division and made the playoffs, you know?
But is the AFC South the...
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
But you also have Sean Payton as your head coach.
That's true.
And he's a Super Bowl winning head coach, right? Like, you can't discredit that. So I like the over. I don't like the Giants number at 4.5. I liked it at 3.5, and I would have taken the over at 3.5.
Yeah.
Now you're asking them to win five games?
Yeah, it's a little different.
Can Russell Wilson do that?
Also, the Chiefs, so you were saying earlier, they play the AFC South this year?
Yep.
Is that right?
That's nice.
So you're winning against Jacksonville?
Yeah, it should be.
You're winning against Houston, I think.
Tennessee and Jacksonville and Indianapolis.
You might sweep the South.
Yeah,
there's four wins.
Should. The Lions, that's a tough out of... That's maybe the toughest out of...
I don't know about the Lions, man. I'm hitting the pause button on the Lions right now. You lost both your coordinators. And I was looking at something yesterday.
It's true.
I forget who they were talking to. It was maybe Kay Adams at that golf tournament or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was Sam LaPorta. I don't remember who it was. But they were talking about losing Ben Johnson and like how big a loss this is going to be for them. Remember, you've got a head coach that bites kneecaps. That's me. I'm Dan Campbell, right? I'll bite your kneecap. I'll be that guy. But I was going to hire the right coordinators to be underneath me. He had great coordinators underneath him. Ben Johnson did an amazing job. Look what they did with Jared Goff, how great he was. That offense was clicking. Aaron Glenn was a great defensive coordinator. It's going to be interesting to see how that dynamic works going forward.
That's one thing when a quarterback loses a receiver and a tight end. It's a different thing when a coach loses a coordinator and another coordinator.
Yeah, you're losing both coordinators.
And it took the Eagles a year off of being bad for them to get back on the horse last year.
So, you're right about that. That's a good comparison. Yep. That's a really good comparison, Mac. I like that. Yeah. Nice. So you lose both of your coordinators. So I'm holding steady on them. I'm surprised there's a number for Pittsburgh right now at 8.5. Why is that funny?
It's because they don't have a quarterback.
Right. So do you hedge yourself and say, all right, they may go get Aaron Rodgers. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. Do you hammer the over right now?
Is it bad that I think this just could go really poorly in Pittsburgh this year? This could be the year where it kind of all finally implodes.
They need one of those. I'm being serious.
I agree.
They need one of those because we're on March 28th, almost April. They don't have a quarterback. And there isn't one in the draft.
No, no.
Now, unless they're holding out for Kirk Cousins, I would love to see Aaron Rodgers like, okay, I'm ready to play there. And Pittsburgh goes, yeah, we already traded for Kirk Cousins.
That would be great.
Because I feel like this is Aaron Rodgers holding this team hostage right now. And I'm surprised Mike Tomlin's letting that happen. But that shows you how desperate they are.
I did see a funny cartoon meme yesterday, and it was Aaron Rodgers in a row with his headphones in, sitting at a table with a lit little candle, and he was holding a mushroom in his hand, and it said, retire or go to the Steelers. And then at the top, it just said, make up your damn mind already.
Seriously.
He is not either one of our Richards of the week, but it is 9 o'clock on a Friday. Can you believe it's already 9 o'clock on a Friday?
Woo. Wow. Mac will have his lawn mowed in less than 2 hours.
That's right, baby. Mow that lawn, Daddy.